Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Spencer Strider on the mound today in just under an hour. So Grant McCauley joins us, as he always does on Wednesdays, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Grant, how are you?
G-Mac.
Doing well, guys. Doing well, guys. Great to catch up with you, as always.
Let's start with the fun part, which is Spencer Strider on the mound today. Obviously, it's been a year since we've seen him. Rave reviews in his rehab starts. I mean, he's striking guys out left and right. What are, We don't have to be reasonable if you don't want to, but what are reasonable expectations for him today?
I mean, he set the bar pretty high with his rehab work, and that last appearance with 13 strikeouts and 5 1/3 innings, that looks a lot like Spencer Strider, sounds a lot like Spencer Strider. So I would think that, you know, that's on the table, but you know, realistically, I think you just want to see him go out there and be the competitive driving force that he has been for the Braves on the mound. He's going to rack up strikeouts. That's just part of who he is. It's in his DNA. So that's really what I'm looking for in terms of like what a final line would look like to be successful. I think we all know what that would look like. He pitches 5+ innings, picks up a win, and the Braves take the series and they move on. And he wakes up tomorrow feeling great and does it again in 5 days. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. Obviously, it's been a year. Spencer's one of those guys that, and Brian Snitker talked about this some at the last homestand, even after the 13 strikeout performance for Gwinnett, he's never satisfied. And I think that kind of attitude, that kind of competitor only makes the overall team, all 26 guys, better. Gives him a little bit more edge, even if he's not an everyday guy.
We should not be worried about Marcell Ozuna, right? I know they sent him back and everything. They were talking about day-to-day and everything. But is it something where the next series, if they need him, he'll be there? Or is it something maybe more serious?
Well, I think that it's a good thing they didn't put him on the injured list yet. And I joked about this with Dukes and Bell, you know, yesterday. They did some funny things with the IL last year. Not funny, ha-ha, but strange decisions where you thought, okay, well, if he's going to be out this long, why didn't you put him on the IL? All so right. I think that for now, you just kind of take it at face value. It is a day-to-day thing, and hopefully he's back in the lineup this weekend. And that's the long and short of it. But clearly it's something they're going to have to monitor. Marcell said, I think, that he's dealt with this kind of stuff before. The fact that he had the MRI, it didn't show anything serious, though, gives me hope that this is not going to be something that's a major problem for them. Knock on wood, because obviously we've all been there a time or three or six, as the case may be for 2024.
Hey, what happened? Because I remember seeing him the last game that he played kind of looking a little hobbly on the base pass. But what was it that happened that got him hurt?
It's inflammation, and I think it's just a residual of, I don't know about you, but some of us, we get old, and then we ache a little bit, and then you try to go do the things that you used to do 10 years ago that felt just fine. And you know what? I don't need to be telling Randy McMichael any of this. I'm sure he's been through more than I have. So, you know, you just, it's the mileage. So what's the Indiana Jones line about that? It's not the years, it's the mileage. I think that's probably the case.
What's the thing for you that pops up the most, and you're like, dang, I feel old. I can't do this. I used to.
I, in my 20s, already started having some inflammation in my hips, some arthritis. So, and that's something that's genetic, and I just kind of have to deal with it. Don't want to get it replaced anytime soon, but, you know, you got to stay active, right? And I need to do a better job of that as well. I got somebody who can motivate me at home, so I'm ahead of the game, but I need to, you know, suit up and actually get to work.
There you go.
G-Mac, because we were talking, because yesterday they did as long as Marcel, and I don't want to talk about the long-term part of it, but are we going to look at it from a standpoint where if it's not Sean as the Murphy as the DH, Drake Ball won't be the DH, because that's what's the lineup today.
I think that's a pretty good arrangement, okay. Because it's a two sides of the coin. Number one, you don't really want to have to be given DH at best to anybody not named Marcell Ozuna. Right. But if that is in fact the case, which is the case for this series at least, then why not find a way to get at bats for Drake Baldwin? And you need Sean Murphy in there, because since he come off the injured list, that's been about as good as anybody's looked, not named Marcell Ozuna this season. So that bat is powerful. That swing, I think, is right where he wants it to be. You'd like to see that consistency and have that bat in there to help you out in the middle of the order right now. And I think Sean Murphy's done a great job of that. So I love the idea of using both of them. I know there's a hesitation of, okay, well, if we have them both in, what happens? Will we lose our DH? But how often does that happen? Knock on wood. And if it happens today, I don't want to take the blame for it. I'm just throwing it out there.
We see Michael Harris is leading off again today. We understand that that tends to be what they do when there's a right-handed pitcher, which I get. He's gotten off to slow starts before, and I mean, I guess it's sort of a two-part question, which is there anything you kind of see that you can tell that he's dealing with right now, or maybe that he's mentioned? And then in the past, when he's had these stretches, what has it been, and what has it taken for him to get out of them?
I think sometimes it's just minor stuff. I mean, I remember, I'm sure you do too, in 2023 when he hurt his back, and then he came back, and it was just a dreadful month or so.
Yeah.
And then he had that conversation with Marcell Ozuna, and it was a kind of a confidence boost. And I'm sure there were some minor mechanical tweaks, but it's not like, you know, Michael's pulling a Cal Ripken, and every year he comes in with a new batting stance, and you got to figure out what he's trying to do and why he's playing a violin over his shoulder or whatever some of these things were. And I don't think it is a matter of trying to reinvent yourself. Tim Hyers talked about this, and again, this is all talk. The action has to speak for itself as well, but swing decisions and planning. I think that that's probably where the Braves are, is in that process of, you know, getting that information, gathering, creating a game plan for whoever the starting pitcher or the staff that you're going to face is in that game or that series, and going to attack using your strengths more so than changing what and who you are. And that may sound like a whole lot of just, you know, word salad, but there's a lot that goes into it, I think. But then you kind of have to push all that to the side when you get into the game and say, all right, what are my keys to success? How do I simplify all of this and get the results? Because the last thing I think you want to be doing is thinking too much when you're at the plate or on the mound.
Is that what you think Chris Sale is doing? Thinking too much? I know I don't worry about his psyche and all those different things. This dude's been doing it a long time, but the struggles have been there so far this season. Is it more or less he's in his head? No, he's talking about something similar, you know, after his last start.
No, not so much. I don't, not for a veteran guy right. like that, or for a pitcher. I mean, yes, you can definitely overthink things and like, oh, should have gone fastball, went slider, hung it, 3-run homer. I mean, yeah, you can hindsight. We can solve a lot of different things, including things that go beyond the baseball diamond. But I don't think that's his issue. I think for him, it's just more of getting comfortable and finding, obviously, release point, the comfort with particular pitches on certain days. That can change your plan real quick. If you just, I don't feel my changeup is doing what I need it to do, maybe you start to get away from it a little bit. And that's just one example of one pitch. Maybe the fastball command's not there. And when that happens, then it starts to change the hitter's perception of, okay, well, he's not getting anything over. Now I can really start to hunt zones, and I can just spit on other things that I'm just not interested in swinging at. And for a swing and miss pitcher, I think that can be problematic. And that might be kind of boiling it down a little bit too much, but I just don't have a lot of worry about Chris Sale figuring it out, because he's one of the best at it. And sometimes you're just a little bit off.
Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Grant, I caught some of the conversation you were having over the weekend on From the Diamond, just about the reaction to the start offensively. And a lot of people kind of want to hang it on this guy or that guy, the new hitting coach, whatever. And I loved the take of, look, I mean, ultimately, this guy's got to go up to the batter's box by themselves, and they're responsible for what's going on. But there is a new coach, and they did move on from the last guy. And I wonder, is there have you talked to them about this, or have they articulated, is there like a tangible difference in philosophy or approach at the plate this year that they're working towards, or like what is the difference that they're expecting with the new coach versus last year?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I honestly can't really tell you that they're, I mean, obviously better results.
Sure.
And sometimes to get better results, and again, Randy, you can speak to this a lot better than I can. Sometimes you just have to change the voice. The message may not be altogether that different. It just needed to come from somebody else. And look, I will sit here and tell you, I don't think Kevin Seitzer was, and I'm using air quotes, part of the problem for the Braves. But that doesn't mean that a change wasn't, you know, the thing that the Braves needed. If they felt they did, obviously they can do it. But I wouldn't lay all of it at his feet and be like, oh, Kevin Seitzer, it's your fault. All these guys forgot how to hit or had their worst year or whatever you want to lay it on. It is an individual accountability, but I think from an overall messaging standpoint, the consistency and the work that you do and the planning that you do for those games, and I think approach from the decision-making standpoint, that's what I took away from talking to Tim Hyers back in spring training, was that we want to make the best decisions at bat to at bat. That's not a guarantee. I mean, this sport, just to make it even more generic, you fail much more than you're successful, especially for hitters. So you have to kind of accept and find where that gray area is where you can make those improvements and go from being a 240 hitter to a 260 hitter, 260 hitter to a 280 hitter, whatever the case may be. And I think that that's the kind of stuff that bears itself out over the course of a long season when you've had time to get the necessary amount of at-bats. And one other thing, not related specifically to Tim Hyers, but for Matt Olson, he said in spring training, you know, I got in that slump and I got so mechanical in my thinking that I just needed to stop doing that and go up there and believe in myself and who I am and just let it happen. And it started to happen. So I think there's a fine line between doing too much work and paralysis by analysis and just allowing yourself to go be the athlete that you are. And I think that the Braves have kind of been in that headspace for a long time. And until the worm turns, it's going to feel like a lot of pressure. And I think that they've carried a lot of that with them in the individual game, series, and over the course of a long season.
Grant, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Like we mentioned, every Sunday on the station, just a really nice, pleasant baseball conversation.
Pleasant.
On a Sunday. Isn't that kind of what you want from a baseball broadcast? Just pleasant.
Pleasant.
You know what I mean?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.